Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Good morning, guys, and thank you for listening in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are online listening to the show, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis now, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to your Facebook account and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and you should be able to pull up the show page there. Go ahead and do your thing on Facebook and become friends of the show, as well as Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. So, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today is Thursday. You guys are over hump day. So you're over hump day. We're into Thursday. We're sliding into home for the weekend. Okay? So today is a beautiful day out as far as the weather goes. It's nice and sunny. It should be high in the mid to high 80s, close to 90 degrees. I know yesterday it was smoking yesterday. I don't know exactly how hot it was yesterday. But I mean it was hot. It was so hot that when I was driving, I saw Superman in a cab. I mean, Superman is not flying. And that's how hot it was yesterday. I mean, it was hot. And, you know, by being so hot, a lot of people, you know, don't like to get out there and do stuff. So it's just a, you know, sometimes it's so hot. And we like the hot weather. At least I do. I'd rather be hot than cold any day. Okay? So, you know, when you think about it being so hot, you know, the older people and stuff like that that are, you know, freaking out because it's hot, I understand that. The younger people that are freaking out because it's so hot, I understand that. At the same time, I like to be hot and cold any day because I believe that you can go somewhere and cool off. You can go somewhere and then you can find a body of water, a lake or a pool or something, and you can get in and you can cool off. Okay? But when it's cold outside, and we don't have cold here. It's really cold in the northern states, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, places like that. It's really cold up there, and it's tough to stay warm. But when it's hot, it's not tough to cool off. Okay? So that was the thing. And the reason I was talking about that is just to burn a little time, because I wanted to look up something. Okay? Now I found it, so let's get into the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, let's talk. Today's subject, guys, it says, who wants a new car? Who wants a new car? I see a few people are just now joining the show. Thank you guys for joining in. Who wants a new car? I know Oprah gives away a new car quite a bit. Well, she used to anyway. And she gives the whole audience a new car, or she has before, okay? And she was on the Jimmy Kimmel live show one night. This was about 2 weeks ago. And he was interviewing her, and she just stopped the show. She said, "Hold it. Hold it." He was like, "What's wrong?" She said, "I'm having one of those moments." He was like, "What kind of moment? You're okay?" And he didn't know what was going on. So he was like, "Are you sure you're okay?" And she was like, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just having a moment." And then he was like, "What kind of moment are you having, Oprah?" And she was like, "Well, I just get this feeling sometimes. And, it's crazy." And she put her hand over on her forehead, and she started looking in the audience. She started scanning the audience with her hand. And she was like, you. And then she picked this young girl out of the audience. I'd say she was in her mid to late 20s or whatever. She picked her out of the audience. She said, you, come here. Jimmy Kimmel was like, what are you doing, you know? So she brought the young lady up on stage. And she grabbed her by the hand. She made her sit down next to her. And she held her hand, right? This is Oprah. She held her hand. And she said something to the girl. And then she said, "I have these things happen to me a lot, and I can't get rid of them." And she said, "You get a new car." And the girl was like, What? She said, "You get a new car." Girl was like, "Oh my God, what do you mean I get a new car?" She said, "We got a new car for you. Here are the keys. You go out back. The car is sitting there waiting for you. You got a new car. Have fun." And of course the girl was flabbergasted, but she got a new car. Okay? And who wants a new car? A lot of people want a new car. Lots of people want new cars. Okay? Now, whether it's a good move for you or your family or not, that's a different story. And that's what I want to talk about. So, you want a new car, all right? By the way, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. So, you want a new car. But why don't you have a new car right now? Maybe it's money. And nine and a half times out of ten, it is money. Okay? Now, what I have to say about these new cars is that a new car, and this is what I was looking up, a new car, on average, when you get done with all your paperwork, all your financing and all this, you drive it off the lot, it loses 8 to 10% of its value. And that's huge. And if that's the deal, then things work that way. I haven't bought a new car in a very long time. At least probably, I think my last new car, well, it wasn't my new car. It was my wife's new car. I think that was maybe 10 years ago. But after sitting and talking with some guys who were financially free, if you guys know what financially free is, that means that they don't have to work, they make money, they have businesses, they don't have to work, and they don't have debt. Financially free means you don't have debt. I mean, they may have a mortgage payment, but they have utilities and groceries and stuff like that. That's it. They don't owe anybody money. Okay? Who do you owe money to? How many people do you owe money to? All right? And just because your old car broke down, is busted, and you don't have the money to get it fixed, that doesn't mean that you go out and buy you a new car, because you think this new car is going to last you a long time and you're not going to have to make repairs on it. That's false. Now, here's what a financially free person with money told me. He said, Frank, if you want to get to where I am, you got to start to crawl from under this mountain of debt. Okay? Because that's where I was. Not there now. Not there now anymore. But that's where I was. Okay? Under a mountain of debt. All right? So, but I listened. Okay? No new car. Why are you buying a new car? You don't need a new car. They diminish in value 8 to 10% as soon as you drive it off the lot. That means you're underwater as soon as you pull off the lot. If they could show you exactly what happens when you pull off the lot, I mean, you'd lose your mind, because you'd pull off the lot and immediately your car would fill up with water and it'll be over your head. So immediately you're underwater with this new car. And it's probably 4 or 5 years down the road, you're still underwater with this car. If you try to take it somewhere and trade it or whatever, they're going to come back and say, Mr. Williams, you still owe $4,000 on this car, and it's only really worth $2,800. So the difference is $1,200 there that you're going to have to pay in order to get out of this car, and then we need another down payment for you to get into this new car, which, when you drive it out the lot, you're going to be, what, underwater. Okay? Okay, and who can't see that? Well, a lot of people can't see that. A lot of people just don't know. They're ignorant to the fact that your car diminishes 8 to 10% of its value immediately. So you pay $20,000 for this car, okay? When you drive it off the lot, it's lost anywhere from $1,800 to $2,000 immediately, as soon as you pull it out of the driveway of the car dealership, okay? And as you're driving home and you're ticking miles, ticking miles, ticking miles, again, your car is losing value. Now, this was what I was told. You don't have to. You don't have to take this advice at all. I mean, you can shut off the show right now and go on about your way, or you can let it go into one ear and come out the other. But here's what a financially free person, which is where I want to be, financially free, no debt, and money in the bank. But guess what? He still had great cars in his garage. Now, he could also go out there and pay cash for a brand new car. But if he did that, you know, the things that he talk about wouldn't be real. Well, they would still be real because he paid cash for the car. Now, most people can't pay cash for a new car, but he can. And that's where I want to be. And if that's something that you aspire to do, then maybe you should listen to someone like that. If you wanted to open up a, say for instance, a Subway, you wouldn't go to a guy that opened up a Subway and he failed miserably. It didn't stay open for a year. He failed miserably. You wouldn't want to go to him and say, "Hey Bob, tell me how you failed in that Subway, because I'm getting ready to open one and I want to fail as well."
No. That sounds ridiculous, right? So you want to go to someone that is successful in a subway, that's making money, been running for a while, and continues to strive. You want to see what they're doing. You want to know what they're doing to keep their spot. Excuse me. To keep their spot going. You're right? Right? Am I right? Okay. So you want to listen to someone who's successful at that, if that's what you want to do. You want to sit down and pick their brain. And you want to be able to pick their brain whenever something comes up in your store. Okay? Bob, how did you handle such and such? And if he's a good guy, he'll tell you. Okay? So I'm a good guy. So I'm going to tell you guys, you don't need a new car. You don't need a new car. Unless you can pay cash for it, hey, go for it. But a lot of people think, I want me a new car. Yeah, you want a new car, but you don't need a new car. What's wrong with the car you're driving right now? Take one case, for instance. I know a young lady that that just bought a brand new car, and the car costs her right now. This is with insurance, car note, and then she added gas monthly. Okay, so with gas, insurance, and the new car payment, now she had to come up with another $650 per month. Okay? Now, if you have another $650 per month sitting out there for as far as your budget goes, that means you got everything paid for this month, or you got plenty of groceries and everything, and you still got $650 sitting in your bank account. Now, I'd say, take this $650 and save it. Save that $650 every month. Okay? Now let's see, how long will it take for you to get, let's say, $5,000. Okay? $5,000 divided by $650 equals 7.69 months. Get this now. Y'all with me? Get this. You got $5,000 in 7 months. Let's say 8 months. You got a little over $5,000. Go out there and look and see all these cars. Let's say put in Auto Trader. The maximum, the amount that you want to pay is $5,000. Cars, used cars, for $5,000. I guarantee you, there are going to be some 2009s, 2010 cars out there for $5,000. Now, you've taken 1 year, less than 1 year, to buy you a car that's about 3 or 4 years old. That is a perfect car. That car is just about as perfect as a new car. If you shop and find the car that you want with the mileage that you want, that hadn't been driven like crazy. Okay, $5,000. $5,000 will buy you an excellent used car. But now you go out there and get a brand new car, you're paying $650 a month. A month for, at the minimum nowadays, is 5 years. Let's go. Let's say 650 times
What's 5 times 12? That's 40. That's 60 months. 650 times 60 equals $39,000. You paid $39,000 to drive a car for 5 years. And, you know, after about a year and a half, it's not a new car anymore. Right? Y'all know that, right? You've spilled stuff in it. You've scratched it. You may have even wrecked it. Somebody maybe even ran into you. Now it's not driving the same. But, you know, you still got a good-looking car. But you paid $650 a month for 60 months. You paid $40,000 for a 20-something-thousand-dollar car. When you could have taken that $650, used it, not used it, but saved it for 8 months, bought you a nice car for $5,000, okay? And then you're still saving that $650 a month after you've gotten your $5,000. That is just off the charts for me. Y'all with me? That's off the charts. Think about that, guys. Because I know there's some of you out there right now been looking at a new car. Been looking at a new car. Wanting a new car. Who doesn't want a new car, okay? Lots of people want new cars. But we can't afford them. But you're going to pay $650 a month for a car. That's close to a house payment. You know, it is a house payment in a lot of cases. And you're getting a house that you can live in, cook in, sleep in, have fun in, everything. You got a house that's crawling up. I say crawling up in value because of the value of homes today, but it's crawling up in value. But this car is going underground in value. And you're paying for it every month. So who wants a new car? Who wants a new car? Even when Oprah gives you a new car, you still have to pay taxes and title and all this stuff on it. So that's part of it. But you don't have the $650 a month payment for it. That's the good thing. Our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Guys, again, thank you for listening in to the show. I could go on about this new car stuff for another 2 hours, but I don't have that kind of time, and I don't think you do as well. Or maybe you're at work trying to kill time, but that's the way it goes. But again, join us tomorrow, 10 a.m., same place, same time. I'll have a great topic for you, so don't miss it. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. And remember, tomorrow is
Free Fall Friday.
I'll be gone for a while.